gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, or in Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Hey, Kevin, thinking about retirement?
I've thought about it, but it's too late for me to save.
With Avo, a retirement coach, it's never too late.
Where can I learn more?
Visit aceyourretirement.org today.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance so common with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
We're 60 seconds away from football talk with Hub Arkush on The Score.
Goose Island first brewed Women of the House in 2018 to honor the record number of women elected to political office and as a tribute to the women of craft beer. Goose has continued this tradition on International Women's Day each year, celebrating women in the brewing industry. This year, for the 100th anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment that finally gave women the right to vote, Goose Island is releasing Women of the House this month in cans for the first time. It's available at the Fulton Street Tap Room, Clybourne Brew House, and beyond. Women of the House is a guava wheat pale ale brewed with Southern Passion, Meridian, and Belma hops, bringing various fruity flavors to the beer. Lift a can today to salute these women, and in honor of 100 years of women's suffrage and all the women who made it possible, Goose reminds you to speak up and vote. Our democracy works best when all eligible voters participate. Register now at vote.gov and make your voice heard on November 3rd.
This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station. The
Score! This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Hello.
Hub Arkush.
His expertise in football is second to none.
670 The Score's senior football expert.
You're talking to one of the great techno boobs of all time.
Executive editor of Pro Football Weekly.
Hey, Hub, I got a pretty simple question for you. Is Leonard Fournette still an elite NFL running back?
You know, Rob, he never was.
Shaw media analyst and sideline reporter for Westwood One.
We've got Joe calling in from Elgin.
I just want to say that you are so underrated. You're fantastic. You really are. You've got a great opinion. I would listen to you all day.
Breaking down the latest on the Bears and news from around the NFL.
When will the Bears give Allen Robinson his contract extension?
It's a puzzle to me. I don't understand why it hasn't happened yet.
Hub Arkush.
I'd love to poke you. I'm not going to now.
With Dan Bernstein and Layla Rahimi on 670 The Score. The Score.
It's Hub time. He is going to be ours in the first segment. He will take your phone calls in the second segment. Hub is on the Alpamonte Ford hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. He's brought to you by PropSwap, and he is a part of the Bet Rivers pregame show presented by Mail Medical tomorrow night, 6 to 7:20. Hub, Olin, and Patrick Manley, the PropSwap postgame show presented by PNC Bank for 2 hours after the game with Hub and Patrick Manley. Hello, Hub. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're good. We're just sort of waiting with bated breath as to what the NFL is going to do now with some of these positive tests. Are you hearing anything, any guidance as to what's going to happen now that they've got more hotspots?
You know, we're not sure. They each day now, we hear that there have been new protocols issued. There are different situations for different teams. Clearly, this is an inflection point in the 2020 season because of the rescheduling issues. I believe are committed to trying to keep everybody healthy and safe as best they can. And the reality is that probably means not playing tackle football, at least when you're positive. Definitely not when you're positive. And you would think when you've been exposed. But the problem is that it's not like you can take 1 or 2 days off once you've been exposed to the virus. And so I think they're kind of grasping at straws, trying to find a one-size-fits-all, and there just isn't going to be one, apparently.
Yeah, Hub, how do you visualize this, knowing that the NFL has certain stop gaps? It seems to me that the logical explanation is we're just going to see games being played later in the season if they count, or just perhaps not counting at all.
Layla, I think you just touched on it. I mean, the direction we're moving on is an elongated season, a Super Bowl pushed back, extra weeks built in to try and get to a 16-game season. And even should that become impossible, I mean, if these hot spots continue to multiply, a 14-game season, you know, something that they can hang their hat on as being close to the real thing. I'm hard-pressed to find another explanation. And again, this is no commentary on the virus or on politics or any of that. It's just the reality of the situation of the NFL. You can't make up games with doubleheaders. You know, you can't expedite the season. And so they're going to have to postpone some games. They're going to have to create more time to play them. And the one, I don't know if you'd call this a positive, but where we're at right now, regardless of what happens in the next election, I don't think anybody sees this situation being fixed or gone, you know, by January or February. So there was never going to be a Super Bowl where, you know, 200,000 fans were traveling and 4,000 media were going to show up. So you don't have to deal with the issues of, you know, hotel availability and travel, you know, and all that. I mean, nothing easier in the world than getting a flight right now. So they have the ability to push the Super Bowl back. I got to believe, even though it's nice in Tampa, you know, Ed Jones Stadium is going to be available a few other Sundays in February and March, assuming that's where it stays. So that seems to be the most likely explanation.
Yeah, and I think that said, my natural question after that is, could we foresee some sort of pause? Maybe not with the entire league, but just where a chunk of teams, if they know that they've played a certain teams who have played others, as we've seen, we might see these rolling pauses for weeks at a time, at least two, when you think about some of the teams and the situations that they're in, and how much time it takes for the positives to come through, and then what they have to do afterward.
You know, Layla, I think the issue with that, I mean, I'm not saying it won't happen, but you don't want to delay games that you don't have to delay.
Right.
And so, you know, short of having a week where you've got, you know, eight or nine teams that all have to be sidelined, I don't know that they'd want to do that. You also don't want to have a situation, though, where you end up with certain teams having to be off two, 3 weeks in a row while other teams are playing, you know, every week. So that's part of the puzzle they're trying to put together. That is an option, but I think it's more likely that they keep playing whatever games they have and keep trying to do everything they can to keep these outbreaks from you know, happening, and hoping to end up having to postpone as few games as possible.
You want to get a look at Hub, the handsome man on his back patio? You can, amid the crows that are circling him for some scary reason. You can see Hub at twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Are the Bears getting another break on the injury report with all of the dinged up skill position players on Tampa?
You know, it certainly looks that way, Dan, specifically the entire receiving corps. They've got one break for sure with O.J. Howard now on the injured reserve list, although he's never become quite the player the Bucs had hoped at tight end. He is a real receiving threat at the position. They do still have a fair amount of talent there. But all of their receivers basically not only on the injury list, but not practicing. That said, because it's a Thursday game, these lists can be a little misleading. A lot of guys, you know, first of all, these Monday, Tuesday practices are not real practices. They're more walkthroughs. And a lot of guys will miss practice for a Thursday night game and still play, as opposed to when you're missing practice, you know, Wednesday, Thursday for a Sunday game, there's a better chance you might be out. So, yes, the Bucs are banged up. Yes, the Bears are catching a break. But how big that break is, we're not really going to know till we see the actives and inactives tomorrow night.
Hub, going back to an unfortunate topic that I'm sure you visited quite a bit this week already, but how concerned should we be about the Bears on third down on Thursday night?
Well, you know, Layla, I think what bothered me the most is that while Nick Foles had a bad game, he was at his worst on third down. I mean, you go back and you go over this tape, and it's hard to find a good third down throw. I mean, he was off all night long. But he hit, you know, some throws. Maybe they were easier throws on earlier down, so that is concerning. But I really think what you have to do from an analyst perspective is just put it all away, you know, move on. It was a bad game. It was his first game as a starter. It was his first 60 minutes of live football action since last November. So you got to put it aside and hope for the best. You got to hope it's part of the, it's not a learning or growing process so much as it is a conditioning or just a fitting in process for Nick Foles. I do expect him to be better tomorrow night than he was Sunday. Now, whether he can take a big enough step, because he does need to take a big one, that we don't know. But the third down specific issue, he missed so many throws that I can't say it was the play calling. You know, I can't say it was the situations they ended up in. They got to stop the dumb penalties. You know, that's putting them in a lot of longer third downs than they want to be in. They've got to stop missing easier plays on first and second down. There are other things that come into it that do need to be fixed, but that all appears fixable. So, you know, they came out, I think it was against the Giants, really hot on third down the first half, and then it slowed down. So, again, it's not panic time, but you're game five. You're moving into the second quarter of the season, and it's your second real test. I don't think the Bucs are one of the best teams in the NFL, but they're in that next tier, a likely wild card team, I think, and you got to be able to play with them, you know. So it is very important that it gets better tomorrow night, but I don't think it's panic time yet.
Once again, we're in a situation where the Bears have to say how committed they know they need to be to the run. And this has been a hallmark of Matt Nagy. They talk about it, they talk about it, then they do it for a little bit, and then they get away from it. They say, I know, we have to run the ball. This run defense they're going against is really good. Pass defense, not so much, but what do you think the key is going to be to actually do what they say they're going to do against this team?
Well, I think the key is having some success early. That seems to be the trap. And by the way, not just Matt Nagy, but all coaches fall into this trap. When things aren't working early, you start trying other things, and then before you know it, you wake up and you've abandoned the run, or you've abandoned the deep, you know, passing game, or whatever it may be. You got to commit to it. You got to stick with it. And one of the things that they have to do, and this is what I wrote about yesterday, and I stumbled into this, quite frankly. I was looking at the question of when are we going to stop hearing that everything's great with Anthony Miller and everything's great with Cole Kmet, but they're still not getting enough reps. At some point, you got to play them, and you got to live and die with the improvement or the mistakes, because you just don't have enough weapons right now. Basically, Allen Robinson, the only guy that you trust. But there's something else that struck me, and this is directly in relation to your question, Dan, about committing to the run. David Montgomery is supposed to be your franchise back. That is what he was drafted for. And in this scheme, that means that not only are you a very good runner, both inside and on the outside zone read, but you're a very good receiver. And there's going to be games when you're going to catch 5, 6, 7, 8 passes a game. David Montgomery is averaging 15 and a half touches a game. That is not enough for your franchise back. The ball has to be in his hands 22 times. They have not targeted him with more than 3 passes in any of the first 4 games. So it's not just not committing to the running game. It's not committing to the best weapons you have. Clearly, Robinson is the best weapon they have. He is getting his 10 targets. David Montgomery is the second best weapon. He's not getting nearly enough touches. And then, you know, you got to assume Anthony Miller, you know, and let's say Jimmy Graham, if not, you know, Cole Kmet, but you drafted Kmet to be that guy. Neither of the tight ends is getting more than 4 or 5 targets a game, and Kmet only got 15 snaps last week. So I think you're at the point week 5 where you got to put these guys out. You know, we keep hearing with Anthony Miller that Darnell Mooney's getting more snaps than he is because of the amount of 12 and 13 personnel. There's no logic to that. What that means is that tight ends are getting more snaps than wide receivers, but it still doesn't explain with why the wide receiver is out there, whether it's 11 personnel or whatever it is, that it's Darnell Mooney over Anthony Miller. Now maybe they've reached the point where they think Mooney's going to be a better player, you know, and that's okay. You know, Mooney's looked good. But then you can't tell us that you're still counting on Anthony Miller. So at the end of the day, this offense working comes down to having enough weapons. And they're not trusting their weapons, let alone trusting their run game. And so I think that's the big step that they got to take tomorrow night. You got to put these guys out there. Let them succeed. Let them fail. But find out once and for all if you've got enough players on offense to make this run.
Yeah, have you brought up an excellent point that I think a lot of Bears fans get into the trap of saying, well, they didn't run as much because they didn't have Tariq Cohen. And the numbers just don't bear that out. Montgomery was supposed to be the featured back in this offense. whatever you want to call that, relatively speaking. But in this case, he's not getting enough touches, period, no matter how you split it up. And it's not because Cohen isn't there.
You know, I'm going to get this number wrong, but stop me. Did the Colts run, was either 28 or 38 times Sunday? It was probably 28, although I want to say 38. And they only averaged 2.7 yards a carry. And they won the football game convincingly. And so sometimes it's not even so much about success in the running game as saying, we're going to do it. this is what we're going to do. Now you got to be able to convert third downs, and that's going to put you in some longer third downs. And Phillip Rivers did that better. But really, you cannot, you know, run the ball, what was it, 13 or 16 times? Yeah, 16 times.
16,
Sunday.
Yeah. And Colts were 38, by the way. 2.7 per carry from Indy. Yeah.
And so there's exactly the point, Layla. I mean, you've got to stay with the running game, whether it's working or not, even if it's to make them respect your passing game. And you know, I will tell you this, the Colts' run defense is much better than the Bucs. The numbers are similar, but the Bucs are a situation. You see this all the time. You'll see defenses that are ranked top three, top four against the run or the pass, but then you'll see that that's because they're bottom three or four, you know, the other way. And the Bucs have one of the worst pass defenses in the league. So they are good against the run. I'm not discounting it. It is a challenge, but they're not as good against the run as the Colts are. People just aren't bothering because they can throw the ball on them fairly easily.
Some breaking news here from Fox Sports Radio South Florida. It's Fox Sports 640. Andy Slater says the Miami Dolphins have been given clearance to go to full capacity of 65,000 fans at Hard Rock Stadium, according to a spokesperson for Governor Ron DeSantis. It says the team says their current plan of 13,000 fans remains the same for their next home game on October 25th, but the governor of Florida has told the Dolphins they can have 65,000 people in their stadium. What the hell are we doing?
Well, you know, Dan, I know that question is not necessarily directed at me, but I want to answer it. This isn't we. I mean, you know, you can see what a great job that clown has done so far and how many people he's gotten killed. And I don't know why I'm snickering. There's nothing funny about this. It's obviously inexcusable. Stephen Ross, the owner of the Miami Dolphins, is a smart man. I quite frankly don't know exactly what his politics are, nor do I care. But I do know that he's a fairly good human being, and so hopefully he will be smart enough not to do that, even if there are other people silly enough to suggest it's not a bad idea.
My goodness. All right, let's allow Hub to belong to you, the Score listener and caller. 312-644-6767. Comments, questions, Bears, NFL. It is you. It is Hub. It is next on Sports Radio 670.
We are Chicago's number one sports station. Chicago guys talking Chicago sports. Listen on your radio, your laptop, your mobile device, through the radio.com app, or tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook app and use code HILLS and sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your voice, your vote. In our democracy, they matter. Make yours count. Get registered, learn the issues, and vote by or on November 3rd. Visit vote411.org. This message is furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Okay, so you're between meals and you're craving something sweet, right? What I do is snack on Blue Diamond Honey Roasted Almonds. They're so good. And almonds are a superfood. So don't deny your cravings. Eat them.
Blue Diamond Almonds. Crave victoriously.
The really big fall sale's begun at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Almost everything is 50 to 70% off, and doorbusters start at just $10. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through October 12th.
Wendy's famous 4 for 4 is heating up with a new spicy crispy chicken sandwich. The Queen of Spice is delivering that spicy chicken you love with lettuce and mayo between two deliciously soft buns. And yes, in classic 4 for 4 fashion, you can get all that spicy goodness with spicy or crispy nuggets, fries, and a drink to cool off, all for just $4. Is it getting hot in here? Or did Wendy's just deliver the hottest deal in fast food? We got you.
Offer includes 4-piece nuggets, junior fry, and value drink. Price and participation may vary.
Pros today have to do whatever the job calls for, and the Home Depot is here to help make that easier. With a wide range of delivery options, you can get what you need, from job lot quantities to small supply runs, delivered where and when you need it. Don't want to buy the tool? Rent it. We've got the most innovative products and more ways for pros to find them, in-store and online. Pros are changing, so are we. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or Radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
I'm journalist Ben Ryder, and I want to tell you about my new podcast, The Edge. Last year, the Houston Astros were caught in a massive cheating scandal, putting the legitimacy of their 2017 World Series in doubt. I'm talking to people who were there to figure out what happened. Why did the most innovative organization in the history of sports push itself not just to the edge, but over it? Listen to The Edge on Radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Want to enjoy 18 holes but can't get to the course? Amstel Light is partnering with Golden Tee for the ultimate at-home golf experience. A chance to win a Golden Tee go-home system. Visit your local retailer for complete rules and details. Amstel Light, 95 calories, never tasted so good. To friends, please enjoy Amstel Light responsibly. 2020 Amstel Light Lager Beer, imported by Amstel USA, White Plains, New York.
I'm Pulitzer Prize winning journalist Tim Weiner. I want to tell you about my new podcast, Whirlwind, the story of the long covert struggle between Russia and the United States. We're talking to CIA directors, KGB spies, and international experts to learn about the political warfare of the past and connect it to what's happening today. Listen to Whirlwind on Radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in the Mullion Hall Morning Bubble.
Chicago's safest sports talk to start your day.
Mullion Hall,
first to deliver the day's sports stories.
I enjoy listening. The interplay between the two of you is really entertaining and informative.
Incredible Chicago sports guests. And, of course, lots of fun.
Wow, 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 wow. Sweet child of mine.
End of story.
Mullion Hall, the voice of Chicago sports. Mornings 5 to 9 on 670 The Score. Chicago's number one sports station.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook app and use code HILLS and sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
It all starts with just one thing. Instead of buying new clothes this fall, have a clear out of your old wardrobe. Try swapping some clothes with a friend. or shopping secondhand stores first. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Hub Arkish takes your calls on the Bears and the NFL in 60 seconds on the Score.
Game on! NFL fans, football is back. And Radio.com is your home for the best NFL talk, interviews, and game analysis. Follow your favorite team all season on the best sports stations around the country. Get top NFL insiders and personalities like Boomer Esiason, Jim Rome, Tiki Barber, Brian Baldinger, Jason Lockett-Fora, and more. For fantasy football and betting tips, check out all the football podcasts. Plus our newest podcast, Bet Sweats. Listen on Radio.com or the Radio.com app. Game on!
What up, it's KD. I'm excited to finally bring you my podcast, The Etceteras, with my guy Eddie Bansky Gonzalez.
What's up, guys? Eddie here. I love this concept and this project because it gives us the chance to talk about anything. One week we might be talking about a team from O2 that we love and feel like just didn't get their props.
Yeah, and the next week we'll be talking about an album that completely changed the way we listen to music.
So join me and KD each and every week on The Etceteras.
Subscribe and listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Radio.com, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
First and 10, they're at the Dallas 37. Mayfield underneath center. And on first down, a little toss sweep goes to Chubb. And on an end around, they give it to Landry. And he's going to fire down the field into the end zone. Touchdown, Odell Beckham Jr. Around the horn they went. It went from Mayfield to Chubb to Landry. And the old southpaw fired it down to OBJ in the end zone. His sixth career touchdown against the Cowboys.
Well, the Cowboys secondary didn't get totally fooled, but they got fooled enough to make that pass a completion and a touchdown.
Dude, chill out. All right, nice. It was a hell of a throw. That's a little intense there. That's WKRK and the Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Yee!
Congratulations. You beat a team with no defense.
You love it.
The Eagles had their first win of the season and are now leading the NFC East in the standings.
Hub Arkish is with us. He is our Bears and NFL expert, and he takes your phone calls in this segment on Wednesdays. And you say, well, why would you play a Cleveland Browns call? Well, that's because of this guy, Todd in Dwight, who's on the Score with Hub. Hey, Todd.
Hey, guys. Hey, Hub. I've been watching the Browns the last 3 weeks, and at the end of the game, the Browns have more points than the other team. What is that called? Is it legal, and are suspensions coming?
Todd, it's called if we could only play Washington, Cincinnati, and Dallas every week as part of it. But they're better. There's no question about that. I mean, you know, they're doing what Kevin Stefanski was brought there to do, which is base everything around the running game, be conservative in the passing game, and then throw in a little razzle-dazzle every once in a while. I will say this about that highlight call we just heard. Yeah, the announcers got a little carried away. But that throw from Jarvis Landry may have been the best touchdown pass I've ever seen from a non-quarterback. I mean, man, he threw a rope, and it was a dime. It was beautiful. But at the end of the day, guys, the Cowboys, they're not even pretending to play defense. And what bothered me was that the Browns, they dropped what should have been three picks from Dak Prescott on three possessions in a row when they were up 20-some points before they let the Cowboys back in the game late. Now, don't make too much of letting the Cowboys back in the game late. You know, it happens. You let down. They get close. As soon as the Cowboys got it to three, they come up with another razzle-dazzle on the end around, and Landry scores again. So, not Landry, but Beckham Jr. The Browns are improved. Whether they can play with some good teams, with some playoff teams, they're a lot like the Bears, actually. Their 3-1 is very similar to the Bears, and we'll see what happens. The difference, obviously, is that their running game is for real. Their defense isn't nearly as good, although Myles Garrett is starting now to look like the dominating defensive player of the year type candidate you'd expect him to be. Was really good in spite of the fact that the Cowboys scored whatever it was, 38 points. Myles Garrett had a really big game on Sunday.
Here is Frank from Oak Park on the Score with Hub.
Hey guys, Hub, I have a drill down question regarding problems with the Bears running game. I think Olin Krutz detailed the core issues, at least from last year. Olin thought that trying to run the ball from a straight shotgun formation made double-team blocks difficult, and highlighted weaknesses the O-line had, consistently making one-on-one blocks, particularly laterally. To solve the issue, the team brought in a lot of new talent at tight end and a slew of new offensive coaches. The Bears showed a lot of run-heavy formations during the first 3 weeks of the season. Many of these featured more north-south movement by the line and backs than before. Some were two, even three tight end creations, at times employing a tight end as a fullback. It seems the Bears had taken cues from Olin in fixing their running game, and they averaged more than 136 yards a game through the first three contests. However, in week four against, albeit a much stronger Colts defense, the Bears changed quarterbacks from Trubisky to Foles, as they continued it from the week before. They ran for less than 30 yards and showed few of the run-heavy formations of the earlier weeks. Hub, how much of the move away from the run was dynamics of that particular game? Or is the fact that Foles is more comfortable from the shotgun and these ground-pounding efforts generally start with the QB under center, meaning these plays go to the back shelf? If so, must a true revival of the Bear running attack wait for an infusion of talent on the O-line, particularly at tackle during the offseason?
Well, Frank, let's start at the back. They definitely need to get better on the offensive line, and tackle is definitely weaker than guard and center right now. I don't think Bobby Massey is awful. I think you can win with him. Obviously, Charles Leno is not getting the job done. That said, the failures of the Bears' running game are not on Charles Leno. The scheme has been adjusted. You know, they showed you a lot of the 12 and 13 personnel with the two or three tight ends, and you know, the Colts saw the game tape, and the Colts took it away on first down. They started putting the Bears in third and long, second and long, and as soon as that happens, you know, not just Matt Nagy, but any NFL play caller starts to think about throwing the football. Nagy seems to get there a little quicker than most, and so at the end of the day, The Bears are not good enough on the offensive line, period, right now, for this offense to be everything that Matt Nagy wants it to be. They do have to bring in more talent, and again, more so at tackle than on the interior. That's number one. Number two, we tend to discount the necessity for all 11 guys to execute. You don't blame the failure of a run play on a wide receiver. But when the wide receiver missed his assignment on the play before, and now you're on second and nine instead of second and four, and you're going to try and run it again, and the defense sees with the 12 or 13 personnel that's probably what's coming, you're going to have a problem. So until the Bears establish that they can not only run with the tight end heavy offense, but that they can run out of a more traditional setup, they're going to struggle to be consistent there.
We have an open line. You want to jump in with Hub 312-644-6767. Don't forget to be part of the conversation. Also on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670, The Score, and you can see Hub as well. Nick in Fairview is next. He's on The Score. Hey, Nick.
Hey, my question's about Roquan Smith. We know he can get to the quarterback, like his time in Georgia, his first year with the Bears even. I mean, I was just looking at the sack numbers, 2018, five sacks, but then last year, two, this year, zero. So even though we saw him a little bit more in the backfield against Indy, what's the solution? I mean, is it what's the problem, I guess? Is it his skill set diminishing, or is it Chuck Pagano not utilizing him the same way? What's the solution?
Well, there's a bit of a qualifier there. You know, his first year, I want to say he played 14 or 15 games. Last year, he missed three completely and the better part of four and a half. And this year, he's only played four games. You know, so I don't know if the sack totals by themselves are indicative of anything. Both he and Danny Trevathan are very good on the inside blitz. And actually, I think Chuck Pagano may even like that inside blitz more than Vic Fangio did. So some of it is just, you know, calling it more and you know, giving him the chance. Now, part of what changed this year is Robert Quinn was brought in to lessen the necessity of running the inside blitz in order to get pressure, and there's been flashes of that on and off. So I think you got to let it develop. You know, we'll see more. Neither Roquan Smith or Danny Trevathan have played to their ceilings, played to their potential in the first four games of the season. Roquan has been better than Danny. I thought Smith played pretty well against the Colts. You know, guys, that's the part that we got to remember. That wasn't a bad defensive performance against Indianapolis. I mean, you check everything they did. Your goal is to hold them to 17 points, so they gave up 19. But in almost every other category, they did what you expect a really good defense to do. I'm not saying or even pretending that they're anywhere near where they were 2 years ago, but the defense isn't the problem right now, is the only thing I would say. So trying to find specific issues there is going to be a little harder. You'll see both Smith and Trevathan blitzing more when it becomes necessary, when they take away the pressure off the outside. Right now, the pressure is coming off the outside. They just haven't been able to finish. So we'll keep a close eye on that the next couple games.
This segment's brought to you by Burlington Stores. Have you been to a Burlington lately? They have unbelievable deals on amazing brands and styles at up to 60% off other retailers' prices. No coupons or sales, just fabulous values every single day. Whether it's back to school, work, or just back, you'll love Burlington. Tim in Lincoln, you're on Sports Radio 670 with Hub.
Hey, everyone. Quick question. What happened to the Matt Nagy who employed defensive players as decoys, who had, you know, all these creative plays in the red zone to try to get points on the board? I mean, he's saying that we can't put field goals on the board and we have to score in the red zone in terms of touchdowns. But what happened to the head coach, who seems like a former shell of himself, with the creativity down in the red zone, down, you know, by the 5 yard line, you know, between the 5 and 10 yard line? I mean, that specific aspect of the offense is just not there right now.
You know, I think it's a fair point, but you have to go back and analyze what was going on then and what's going on now. You know, Santa's sleigh and Willy Wonka and all that stuff wasn't necessarily called in critical game-changing situations, and they were almost always called playing on the lead. This team has not played on the lead for the most part all season long. That stuff is great when you're winning and everybody's having fun. When you're struggling and you do that stuff and it doesn't work, it tends to have a little bit more of a negative effect. So I know that Matt Nagy is still there. He'd love to be able to do that, but I think his sense is that now just isn't really the time to be focusing on that stuff. And let's call that what it was too. A lot of that in 2018 was because they were as limited in skill position players as they were, and they had to find creative ways. And they've spent the last 2 years, they hope, upgrading themselves at those positions and not needing to do that to be effective in the red zone. Because when you are more effective in the red zone and defenses start to take away what's working, that's when that gimmick stuff comes in really handy. So I think it's more circumstances than necessarily a different Matt Nagy. And I can tell you, Nagy would love to be able to be doing it again, but his sense is now is just not the time for it.
Briefly, do you know why the Bears brought in Kai Forbath?
I can't give a great explanation for it. No, I you know, it's particularly frustrating when I see Snacks Harrison is going to Seattle, and that's a move that would have made so much sense. You know, you understand the Lamar Miller move. I went out. You know, going out to practice these days is a bit rare because you really don't see anything. But I made the trip yesterday anyway. I wanted to lay eyes on Lamar Miller. He looks a little bigger to me than he has been at most stage of his career. Not you know, significantly. But then beyond that, you know, they're looking at guys, Dan, that they think maybe can fit a role. You know, and that's unfortunate because you'd like to be looking at guys who are game changers, but Guy Forbath is a guy that, you know, if he still has anything left, he might be able to fit in certain situations that aren't working for you. And you know, part of it's just every team is always looking at everybody out there. It could very well be that Forbath has experience with somebody on the staff who said, you know, we got to take a look at this guy.
Hub, who do you like tomorrow night?
Well, I'll always like the Bears, but
you know what I'm asking.
I know I'm having fun with you, man. It's I can't pick the Bears to win the football game. I would like to, but based on the way they've played, I don't have anything to base it on. I look at the matchups and I could make an argument for the Bears. I think if Nick Foles much more closely resembles what we expect than what he did Sunday, there's a good chance. You know that the Bucks will give up points, even though this defense is rated highly in certain categories. But they get down 28-7, you know, late in the first half, and Tom Brady never blinks. And you know, the Chargers' defense isn't the Bears. But, you know, when you're taking on a really talented team with Brady at quarterback and you're not playing your best football, I can't find a justification for picking the Bears. I think the defense will continue to improve. I think it'll be a closer game, but I at the end of the day, I think I had it 27-24 Bucks.
Hub, thank you as always. We will be listening to the pregame and postgame show, the Bet Rivers pregame show presented by Mail Medical, 6 to 7:20, Hub, Olin, and Manley, the Prop Swap postgame show presented by PNC Bank, 2 hours after the game with you and Patrick tomorrow night.
Take care, guys.
That's Hub Arkish, who joins us Mondays and Wednesdays. When we come back, we got to get to this wild Miami Dolphins story and just make sure we have the facts straight on this breaking news that apparently, according to, there's a spokesman for the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, who has told Fox Sports Radio South Florida that they are going to allow 65,000 people in home games to watch the Dolphins.
But they've allowed it, so not to say it's actually going to happen.
Do that many people want to take that risk to watch the Dolphins?
Do you want to live in Florida right now?
No, now or ever, really. But, yeah, we need to figure out where this is coming from and talk about it a little bit ahead of our transition with Lawrence Holmes. That's Layla Rahimi, who sits in on Wednesdays here on The Score.
It's Bears Bucks on Thursday Night Football. Can Nick Foles lead the Bears to victory over a strong Tampa Bay Buccaneers team? With Tom Brady at the helm, all of our shows and team of Bears experts are talking Bears right up to game time on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Does this place look haunted?
No, I don't think so.
What about those two creepy girls?
Come stay with us.
That is truly frightening.
You know what's really scary? Missing out on Geico's great service. With Geico, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents.
Thank you, creepy girls.
Want to see our room?
We're gonna sleep in the car now.
Happy Geico-ing. Switch today for 24/7 access to licensed agents.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app and use code HILLS and sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000.
Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
If you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local mortgage professionals. Today, meet Gina, global hotel chain executive whose kitchen was outdated when she moved into her home 20 years ago, called to do a cash-out refinance to renovate her kitchen and build an emergency fund. Team Hochberg helped Gina secure a cash-out refinance to access $70,000 of her home's equity and gave her a full closing cost credit. Thankfully, Gina's job is safe for now, and she's in the process of redesigning and renovating her kitchen while putting $20,000 into an emergency fund. If you would like to see if Team Hochberg could restructure your mortgage to help you gain access to your home's equity to remodel and build an emergency fund like they helped Gina, or lower your monthly payments to ease the economic challenges caused by coronavirus, call 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners, but they can't help if you don't call 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Homeside Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 1124061.
The really big fall sale's begun at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Almost everything is 50 to 70% off, and doorbusters start at just $10. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through October 12th.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wendy's famous 4-for-4 is heating up with a new spicy crispy chicken sandwich. The Queen of Spice is delivering that spicy chicken you love with lettuce and mayo between two deliciously soft buns. And yes, in classic 4-for-4 fashion, you can get all that spicy goodness with spicy or crispy nuggets, fries, and a drink to cool off, all for just $4. Is it getting hot in here? Or did Wendy's just deliver the hottest deal in fast food? We got you.
Offer includes 4-piece nuggets, junior fry, and value drink. Price of participation may vary.
You don't have to pay top dollar to get top shelf paint. The Home Depot has more high quality paints at low prices than anywhere else, like Behr Premium Plus Interior Paint and Primer in one, starting at $24.98. So you don't have to wait to take on your projects, and you don't have to spend a fortune to get paint that looks great the first time. Get better paint at better prices at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only, see store for details.
This is Charlie.
This is Dixie.
And we're starting a podcast.
Super dope, super fun.
It's Charlie and Dixie, two chicks. We're going to be talking about
tea,
friendships,
relationships.
Our first podcast episode is coming out October 7th.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Just kidding, I knew that.
So make sure you go in your podcast app and subscribe to Charlie and Dixie, Two Chicks on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Dan Bernstein will be back in 60 seconds on 670 The Score.
Chicago is strong, always has been. In the midst of crisis, we come together to work, fight, contribute, and to show gratitude to the real heroes of this story. Stay strong and bear down.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app and use code HILLS and sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000.
Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
MLB insider Josh Nelson.
In the last 2 weeks of the season, where you have to shift now, and as a manager, it goes from making sure that everybody is getting along and playing well together to I need to think about strategy. I need to line up my pitching rotation. I need to start getting my bullpen and understanding what relievers I can go to. And unfortunately for Rick Renteria, it just seemed like every decision that he was making blew up in his face. And that's unfortunate because I thought they had a very good 2020 season, but they finished the last 10 games of the regular season 2-8, and they lost 2 out of 3. They lost the last two games after winning game 1 of the wild card series. And it kind of leaves a taste in your mouth that even though this was a good season, the White Sox could have done more.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
If you love your Miami Dolphins football, you and 64,999 of your best friends are apparently soon going to be able to watch them at Hard Rock Stadium. Wow. This is breaking news from Fox Sports 640 South Florida. It's a radio station there, and they say that they have spoken with a Governor Ron DeSantis spokesperson who says they've been given the go-ahead, even though they're sticking with their plan of just, 13,000?
Yeah, according to Andy Slater, who's also with that station, his tweet says, the Dolphins have been given clearance to go full capacity of 65,000 fans at Hard Rock Stadium. I can't read it without being a little bit skeptical. And then it says, Governor DeSantis' spokesperson tells me, the team, though, says their current plan of 13,000 fans remains the same for their next home game on October 25th. Now, here's something to consider. Cowboys had about 25,000 at Jerry World for that lovely game against the Browns that we keep referencing today. They've got a bigger stadium to try to hold all those people. And it was still only 25,000. This is madness.
Which is why Ray was coming in with that exact song by Muse.
I can recognize all your hip-hop tracks usually, but the Muse got me.
would that be shoegaze or dubstep or some combination of shoegaze and dubstep as far as the genre for that particular Muse song? I don't know if I my musical aesthetics would be appropriate for that, but that is a I'm shrugging at this whole thing. I don't know.
Just because you pretend real hard don't mean it goes away.
Well, if you don't test, it's not there. Right?
Yeah, I can pretend real hard that I have $1 million and act like it and everything, but something tells me the bills are still going to come.
I think they are. But you know, you'll just pay with your pretend money, or you just throw out the bill, you know, keep it, just toss it, and you're good.
I'll pretend like I'm 10 years younger and two sizes smaller, too. Doesn't seem to work that way.
I guess I shouldn't be surprised at it, but I guess that is then the question of if you're allowed to. No, there are a lot of people there, a lot of Miami Dolphins fans who can read and can pay attention to what doctors say about this. I don't know. They couldn't. I don't think they'd fill it. Even if you had a bunch of people like, oh, it's a hoax. We're all going to go, no, this is real. It's all a hoax. I don't think you get enough people. I would hope that you probably wouldn't get enough people.
You know what? I don't want to get into the prove it status of this situation because there's damage that happens. A lot of collateral damage. But let's just all pretend really hard that everything is okay.
I like this point from Rudy, who says, I've spent a lot of time in Tampa and Miami for work. I wouldn't want to be around 60,000 people there without COVID. So this is a comically bad idea. Yes, indeed, it is. This is the apparently we're entering the end of days, at least down there. People want us to enter the end of days, but hey.
You could have been saying that about Florida for the last 15 years.
You're right. Lawrence Holmes will transition with us next on The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
And Allen Robinson said it, that they threw looks at the Bears that they weren't ready for, that there was a little bit more of a cover 2 look that the Bears weren't ready for. I've now heard that multiple times from Bears players in multiple games. I don't put that on Nick Foles, and I don't put that on Mitchell Trubisky. I put that on Matt Nagy.
Lawrence Holmes noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
As an educator, you've been leading students to grow, learn, and achieve for years. Take your passion to the next level by earning your doctoral degree in education online at Grand Canyon University. Become a change agent and help identify emerging trends in K-12 education. Develop innovative solutions and make measured improvements. What do you think making a difference in education looks like? GCU offers over 175 high-quality online programs like this one. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
I'm pretty sure our new house might be haunted.
What makes you say that?
The furniture is levitating. Oh, and the ghost.
Welcome home.
Yeah, that's spooky.
You know what's really scary? Missing out on GEICO for help with homeowners and renters insurance. GEICO makes it easy to save a bunch.
Great! You're not sticking around, right?
The party's just getting started.
Happy GEICO-ing. Call today and see how easy homeowners and renters insurance can be.
The really big fall sale's begun at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Almost everything is 50 to 70% off, and doorbusters start at just $10. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through October 12th.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app and use code HILLS and sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000.
Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
A better tomorrow starts today with Wendy's breakfast. A tomorrow that says bacon, not bacant. Where fresh eggs reign like opportunity. Honey butter goodness is spread. And the frosty is chinoed. At Wendy's, we don't ask what tomorrow holds, but rather, what will you hold tomorrow? Will it be the breakfast baconator or the honey butter chicken biscuit? No matter what you choose, tomorrow's looking good.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Start your day the Mullion Hall way.
Bobby's in the loop.
Just thanks so much for all you guys do generally.
They've been in the locker rooms,
on the field,
and reported on the most historic Chicago sports stories ever.
You guys really are the best.
Mullion Hall are Chicago sports.
Hey, Mike.
First of all, I enjoy listening. The interplay between the two of you is really entertaining.
Listen every morning, Monday through Friday, 5 to 9. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Gator sausage.
Chicago Sports Station.
Did you know that the equivalent of a garbage truck's worth of plastic is dumped in the ocean every minute? 17.6 billion pounds every year. Seabirds are dying after mistakenly eating it. I'm actor Sam Waterston, and I don't want to pollute our oceans every time I buy my groceries, go out to eat, or purchase a beverage. You deserve a plastic-free choice. Join the campaign. Go to oceana.org/plastics today.
We'll be right back with more Dan Bernstein in 60 seconds on The Score.
You don't have to pay top dollar to get top shelf paint. The Home Depot has more high quality paints at low prices than anywhere else, like Behr Premium Plus Interior Paint and Primer in one, starting at $24.98. So you don't have to wait to take on your projects, and you don't have to spend a fortune to get paint that looks great the first time. Get better paint at better prices at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only, see store for details.
Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing. After Halloween this year, don't throw your jack-o'-lantern in the garbage. Use it to start composting instead. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to Lawrence Holmes weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Charles Peanut Tillman.
I know a ton of law enforcement officers, a ton, not a few, I know a ton, that do their job and they do it the right way. And a lot of them are federal, a lot of them are local, some of them are state. They do their job the right way. And I'm not saying that all police and that, no, I'm not, that is not what I'm saying. I'm just saying the ones that I've had a chance to be around and I know, they do their job the right way. And I'm very grateful for that. I'm grateful for them and for what they do and for them risking their necks, keeping me safe at night. I'm very grateful for them and for what they have done.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com on radio.com sports station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thank you for wearing your mask. Everybody, thank you for wearing your mask.
Thanks for everything involved today when we sit here in studio and so many people with Mitch Rosen and Shane Reardon, Jay Zawoski, Ray Diaz, everything that he does. Brian Gertz had the video feed on Twitch, which was always a whole lot of fun. And also our guests today, many of whom were on Twitch. Ian Happ, Mike Florio, Greg Henkin, who joined us to help eulogize Eddie Van Halen. Hub Arkish as well. Layla, thanks for sitting in. This is always great. I really like this. This is
yeah. Fun. It's weird seeing somebody even like 10 feet away at a workstation.
I know.
But it's fun to be here. Absolutely.
We need it. I forgot how it was, you know, being knowing you can come in and go to work and just not be staring literally at your bedroom walls. Lawrence Holmes has you for the next couple hours, and he is here now. What's on your mind today, Lawrence?
Well, it's going to be interesting. I'm glad that you guys came in with the glad you're wearing your mask aspect of it because, you know, I think the NFL might have a huge problem on their hands.
Sounds like your mask. Everybody, thank you for wearing your mask.
Sounds like it.
Because have you seen the video of who Stephon Gilmore was talking to after the game on Monday?
That would be Patrick Mahomes.
Right in his face.
Yep.
Right in his face. Droplets all on his face.
It's not good. And once he gets it, then maybe it'll be yet another of these, well, now we take it seriously. It's like the Marlins and the Cardinals. Like, well, wait a second. We really needed a wake-up call here. How many wake-up calls do you need?
You have a starting quarterback for the Patriots, the defensive player of the year, in contact with the NFL's most important player. And the Titans are still, like, every day now. They had, like, a one-day reprieve. There were no positives. And now they've got two more positives. And coaches are upset. Players are upset. I'm not sure that there's a lot of trust that's going on with Dr. Sills with all of this. This is problematic for them. And now you have, which I thought was vintage Ben Roethlisberger, just absolutely chef's kiss Ben Roethlisberger, that things were unfair for the Steelers because, you know, they had an unintended bye week. Well, it's also unfair to the 22 people with the Titans that have COVID. But right. Thank you, Ben, for playing.
Right.
And not to be that person here, but it's even more unfair to, 210,000 people. That's what drives me insane about all of this. Like,
but it's just like such, it's so football-y, Layla, to be like, well, you know, this takes us off schedule, and when we weren't ready for this week that we had off, it's so unfair to us. It's so football-y.
It is. You're absolutely right about that. But ridiculous all the same.
No, none of it makes any sense, and none of it is ever going to make any sense because it's not supposed to. And when, like, you made the point, I forgot if you did this on air or off there, football coaches who have lived all of their lives being in charge of everything all the time simply can't be told what to do. No matter how hard you're trying, no matter how dangerous, no matter what you say they're doing, whether it's John Gruden or whether it's Jim Harbaugh or Dabo Swinney or Mike Gundy, the football coaches, they're going to do what they want to do because there are no consequences to their actions, even if they're endangering others.